This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Coming up, the lessons of an ailing pope. But first, on Wednesday, Congress will begin deliberations on the budget for the next fiscal year, which starts October the 1st. Medicaid will be in the crosshairs. The health care program that serves 50 million of the nation's poor is a shared expense for the federal government and individual states. And as health care costs skyrocket, many states across the country are now paying more for Medicaid than they are for education. The Bush administration wants to reduce the federal government's contribution to Medicaid by as much as $60 billion over the next 10 years. That would likely force states to deny health care to many who have so far qualified for Medicaid. Diane Rowland is executive director of the Kaiser Commission on Medicaid and the Uninsured. She joins us from the Kaiser Family Foundation in Washington. Welcome to the program, Ms. Rowland.
Thank you for having me.
We hear that states are paying more for Medicaid than they are for education. Can you clarify that?
As a share of state spending, Medicaid is still lower than the share for education. What happens when we look at state budgets is that Medicaid is a program that the federal government contributes on average 57% of the cost. So when you take into account the federal contributions to Medicaid along with state spending, Medicaid outspends education in state budgets because there is so much less federal money in education spending.
States were already alarmed about the rising chunk Medicaid is taking out of their budgets before the president broached cutting back the federal share. What are the states doing to limit enrollment and curb benefits?
Many of the states have begun to look at reducing provider payment rates, limiting the payments they make to managed care plans, trying to rein in their spending on prescription drug costs. But many are also now turning to reduce coverage for some of their low-income adult populations and to increase the cost sharing required of those adults.
Now, Medicaid currently pays for the care of two-thirds of nursing home residents, as I understand it, correct?
Correct.
What are the implications of changing eligibility so that it will be harder to transfer assets to qualify, which is a practice that many older people routinely do?
Today, the average cost of a nursing home is between $40,000 and $50,000 a year. At this point, if you are entering a nursing home, there is a prohibition against Medicaid eligibility if you had transferred assets within the last 3 years. What the budget proposal is talking about is tightening down on that somewhat.
Why don't we talk about how people do that just sort of more anecdotally?
Perhaps we have a woman who is 80 years old and transferred $10,000 to a granddaughter to enable that granddaughter to go to college, and then 5 years or 3 years later enters a nursing home. She would be someone that had transferred her assets, and if you had a tighter band, she would be prohibited from getting any assistance and have to pay $10,000 back before she could receive Medicaid coverage.
Can either the states or the federal government sustain the kind of growth that we've been seeing in the cost of Medicaid?
I think the question is really, can we as a nation sustain the kind of growth we've been seeing in overall health care spending? Rising health care costs are a national problem and a problem that we should be confronting on a national basis and not just directing it at a program like Medicaid that is taking care of the poorest. We can't solve our health care crisis on the backs of the poor through Medicaid.
Diane Rowland is executive director of the Kaiser Commission on Medicaid and the Uninsured, and she's vice president of the Kaiser Family Foundation in Washington. Thank you very much, Diane.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.